fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Show number 2,422, I think. Is that right? That's a lot of minute. 2,422. Appreciate all of you being out there. Hey, let me do a little not homework. Anyway, let me do a little work here. First of all, man, I thank so many of you out there for kicking in some money yesterday to help us with the annual event. Some of you went above and beyond. We really, really appreciate it. And one of the things that we've done, by the way, special here at Coach Dave Live, if you make a donation to Coach Dave Live of $50, we'll send you a hat, one of these. We'll stick it in the mail to you. And we're just trying to make sure we cover our expenses for what we have coming up this weekend. And Spencer's throwing it up. Our web guys do a great job, folks. Look, we want you to come. Okay, we want you to come. So understand this. Some of you have already registered and paid, and I don't want you to feel like you're getting ripped off. You want to count it as a donation, count it as a donation. If you want the money back, we'll send you your money back. We are making the annual huddle free. Listen, you got to register. We got to figure out how many hamburgers, how many hot dogs, how many pieces of cheese, how many forks, how many spoons. So go right here. It says, hey, annual huddle. Sign up. Tell us where you're coming. Look down to bottom. Tickets, single ticket, free. How many tickets? We have to know this stuff so we can, so when you get here, you got something to eat. Right? So that's what we're trying to do here. And again, you kick in 50 bucks, I'll send you a hat. Tell me which kind you want, whatever. Appreciate it. All right. Good work to Spencer and the guys behind the scene. People say, hey, can we camp there? Yeah, you can camp there. You can rough camp. We're going to have a tent. In fact, Mel's got a great big tent that people are going to be able to sleep on if you want to do that. If you want to bring your own tent, you can do that. We can't promise you electrical power for everybody, but we'll do whatever we can. We want to make it as inexpensive as you can. Say, Coach, I got a big camper. Can I bring a big camper? Yeah, we'll find some place to park if you want to be able to do that as well. Okay, so it's bearing down on us. Be here in 10 days. So I got a lot of stuff to get done. Just want to throw that up at the top of it. Let's get rolling here. Okay? Let me see, Coach. Where are you going? Here's where I'm going to go. Ray, real quickly, tell us what's going on with Scott Shire. Give us the Cliff Notes version of what's going on and Gracie's dad suing that health department for murdering his daughter, Gracie. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, man, like you say, this is going to be the one of the century that I'll go down and remember it. But the first day of the trial started yesterday morning at 8:15, and it ends at 4 o'clock, and they take a few breaks during the day. But basically, anybody that's in the area that tries to get into the court to hear this case, they limited the seating to about 15 people, and they put the rest in the overflow room.
Hang on a second, Ray, real quickly. Mm-hmm. Hey, Spencer, while Ray's talking, I throw up the Liberty Action Network link to this. Keep going, Ray.
Yep. So it began yesterday morning at 8:30. We got there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 12:30 actually. And they interviewed mostly Scott's wife, I believe her name was Cindy, and Jessica's one of her daughters. They were the two ones that took up most of the time yesterday. And it was a back and forth. And everything. Hey,
let me stop here. Let's make this really, really simple. Mm-hmm. Scott Shire and his family are saying You killed our daughter without our approval. That's basically what it is, right?
Right.
Now, listen, they don't even have to say they killed her. They're saying you treated her without our approval, and the result is death. Right? Is that right, Ray?
Yeah. What really came up yesterday, Coach, was the DNR issue.
We did not ever
give you permission to DNR, and they did it right away on her. The other thing was a big discussion about the ventilator use, and they kept the doctor called them up a couple of times saying, can we have pre-authorization to use your ventilator on your daughter? And they said, no, absolutely no pre-authorization. And her other daughter, one of their daughters, was a POA that was in the hospital room with her that has the authority. They didn't need to go to the parents and ask this. So this was a back and forth battle.
Wow.
And then they discussed the medication that they were on that they interviewed right at the very end. One of the nurses that were watching over her that night and previously, and he gave her a particular medicine that he saw her results were that she was being overdosed with it, and he cut it back. So these are kind of the discussions where they're going to be going throughout the next couple of weeks.
So folks, a POA, the power of attorney, somebody signed a do not resuscitate order on Gracie. It was not from the family. It was not from anybody with authority. And that's one of the, they didn't resuscitate. Right. That's what it's going to put away, folks. This is good job, Mel. Thanks, Mel. Landmark jury trial, medical accountability. This will be the first wrongful death trial in the country listed as COVID-19 on the death certificate.
Yeah, and Penny just mentioned real quick that Scott himself is going to be testifying today. So today would be a very good one to listen to. And you can do it live. I'll find the link, and I'll put that live link back in again today. Anybody can watch, okay?
Thanks. Yeah. Man, I can't even. Folks, we're living – I'm doing research for the show this morning. We are absolutely governed by liars and crooks. You understand that, don't you? Liars and crooks. And now we're finding out that, there's a fight going on between Elon and Trump because Elon said they signed this big budget. And the truth of the matter is, no matter what you point out, nothing ever happens, right? We now all this money's being wasted, yet Congress will not enforce the actions that Elon says needs to be done. This needs to be cut. 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 And then Trump has him pass this big, beautiful bill, whatever the hell that means, with more money, no cuts. It's like we're in dystopian. Hey, Spencer, that's a great word. Go to Webster and pull up dystopia. See if you, what is that dystopia? Anytime you hear, they may not even have had it back then. Dystopia. No. So Spencer, go to Funkin' Wagnalls or go to some dictionary.com. There you go. And what is dystopian? Of or related. I hate it when they do that. So what is dystopia? Dystopia. Of, relating to, or being an imagined world or society in which people lead dehumanized, fearful lives, relating to, or characterized of a dystopia. In other words, people are living in a world that does not exist. It doesn't exist. And one of the things, David, by the way, David Arthur did a great presentation last night up in Mount Vernon. I'll let you jump in here in just a second, David. The friends, look, are you looking at me? Are you looking at me? Here's a question. Let me confess. Sometimes I feel like my wife and I had a discussion on the way home. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a different plane. you understand what I mean? I feel like I'm in a different plane that I try. Things are so obvious to me and other people don't get it. And I don't know how to better articulate it. I don't know. But I asked him last night, because David Arthur in his presentation, I'm not being critical of David. This is natural the way we do it. Talked about the homosexual community. The homosexual community. We could say the MAGA community. We could say whatever. But I said last night, anybody watching right now, you're watching right now, everybody know where Chicago is? Yeah. Everybody know where Indianapolis is? Yeah. Everybody know where Austin, Texas is? Yeah, I mean, they kind of know, right? Because those are towns. In fact, you would call them communities, right? I live in Thornville. That's a community. It could be Hebron. That's a community. Somebody tell me something. Where's the gay community? Why do we use that language? First of all, why do we use the term gay? They are homosexuals, or better yet, sodomites. But hang on. Hey, Spencer, there you go, dude. Pull up a sodomite. See if you can find that. Because, see, we're not allowed to use this harsh language anymore. You're not allowed to call them a sodomite. What is it? One guilty of, look at this. One guilty of sodomy. Well, okay, well, what's sodomy? I learned when I was in eighth grade that you can't use it. A crime against nature. A crime against nature. So how do you reproduce children? A male and a female. Everywhere in the world, never been a male and a male produce a human being. Never been a female and a female produce a human being. In order to produce a human being, it takes a male and a female, no matter what they call themselves. And we're playing make-believe. We're dystopic. We think that women can have, I don't know, we think men can have babies, right? This is dystopian, folks. And they are of their father, the devil. And the works of their father they will do. But here's the problem. They're teaching it to your kids. They're going into the public school. David did a, I don't know if he can come in here for a second. David, I know you're traveling. David did a great job of showing us how they're grooming us. Spencer, there's another good word. Groom. What's the meaning? Probably won't be in here. Groom. Groom. See, because these are all new words. You need to go back and read my commentary. Change the words, change the world. Groom, a person responsible for feeding, exercising, to clean, grooming. Say, keep them clean, right? Oh, there it is, B. To build a trusting relationship with a minor in order to exploit them, especially for non-consensual sexual activities. Dear friends, do you understand this? Do you understand that your schools are grooming your children? You understand that? When you put your child into a public school and they have rainbow flags, Oh, yeah, that's grooming. When they start giving you pronouns, that's grooming, folks. This isn't just some guy taking you out behind a tree and hitting on you. No. It's taking the culture and trying to absolutely groom it, cut its hair to fit, to look exactly like this group wants it to make neat or attractive. They're trying to make sodomy neat and attractive. You get it? You get it? I just found out yesterday my daughter Abby cuts my hair. She does okay with it. And she cuts her son's hair, and she messed up on it, just on him, and took out a big clump of it. So she buzzed him. So she really groomed him. Right? So we've got to learn to understand and use the real language, not the language they're trying to get. Folks, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Change the words, change the world. In fact, you're not going to believe this. Spencer, I got to say, bear with me a second. Somebody have their hand up here. I'm sorry to be all over the place like this. This is unbelievable. Somebody sent me. I'm going to rewrite this yesterday, by the way. Hang on. Oh, I'll save it to tomorrow, maybe.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
I can't find the hand thing, but that was one of my points that I wanted to make, was that grooming is not just a physical act. It's a psychological act. And that is how they're luring in and seducing these children. is through a psychological grooming.
So, David, you know, that's why they want to have a drag queen story out at the library. Is that right, Dave?
Exactly. Back in my day, you had to, grooming almost always meant you had to, that the victim was sexually molested, was physically molested into.
Now we're losing his track.
They're breaking their mind, right? The government's fool.
Yeah. Okay.
They're just breaking their minds in the government's schools now.
Folks, I'm going to say this publicly again, okay? I want David Arthur, excuse me. He's driving back to Maine today, where he lives. His mom takes care of his mom. And I would like to fly David in next week. He can't drive back here again. I'd like to fly him in next week for our event because he has a message that we need to hear. And he can't afford it. And if we could get six of you out there to give $50, we'll be able to fly David in. But I got to make those arrangements soon because the closer you get to it, the more it goes up. He did a great job last night of explaining all this stuff that's going on. We have to see it. But anyway, I don't want to get bogged down on this, okay? I don't want to get bogged down. I am bogged down. Sorry. But this is important. It's important. Grooming. When you put your child into a public school, you are setting them up to be groomed. Do you understand that, friends? Groomed what? To shape their view of the world. You could teach in your house and in your church that homosexuality is a sin, but then you put them in the atheistic government schools, the Luciferian schools, and they'll teach you that, well, sin is just a lifestyle. It's just two people loving each other. That is all grooming. And then we have to ask ourselves, why is it our kids fall away from the gospel? Oh, I got to show you this real quick. Pull up number one. Pull up number one, okay? I know I'm going faster. I'm going to open it up, let you guys come in here as well, okay? Is that it? No, that's not it. That's not what I wanted. Jordan Peterson should be. Is that it? Was that number one? Spencer, if I did that, I'm going to be so mad at myself. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did. I sent you the wrong link. I'm going to try to find it here as we progress here a little bit. JR, I don't know if JR is out there. House bill, whatever, still being argued, which is what? Natural Family Month is catching on. This is a victory. We ought to fight hard to be able to win. We have to be able to do it. Okay, I just got kicked in the shin there because I didn't have the right link. I wanted to be able to show you. Somebody come on in. Rescue me here while I find what I'm looking for here. Come on, somebody come in.
I'll come in. So if you go to the Liberty Action Network page, Spencer, down on the front page, the second one says Action One, Natural Family Month in Ohio. So we are in the process of an action of thanking the sponsors and the co-sponsors for presenting that bill. We're going to be posting different actions. If you could click on that, Spencer, thank you. And then it says thank you. So, so we've got a list of all the sponsors and the co-sponsors. So we're just asking everybody to just send them a note. And there's some sample wording up above if you want to use that or if you want to make some of your own. There's about 28 names.
Keep the pressure on them. Keep the we certainly would expect that these people, it's a super majority in Ohio. We certainly would expect these folks to pass this thing, but we got to keep after them, man. We got to keep after them.
Coach JR, I want to thank everybody for their help. And
how's it going, JR?
For them to continue to do so. Really, really appreciate it.
How does it appear to be going, you know?
Great. But we have to anticipate hurdles. And I think we're having a meeting tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And what do they need from us to do? You have the entire body, the legislative body that needs to be worked with. And then finally the governor. So, like, I'm very, very, very optimistic about this. But the devil likes surprises, so we just got to keep heading into it. That's all.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for all you do there, JR. I'm still looking for this thing. I can't believe I can't find. Come on in, Mary Jeff. Come on in, Jeff.
Coach, you know what? I've been chatting about that with people. Is sending emails, and my wife's heard me. Mary Jane's heard me a little bit on it. I come home the other day, and she showed me the list. She printed it out. She said, "Look here." I emailed every one of them representatives. I said, "Good for you." I didn't even have to ask her. She heard me talking about it. She did it.
Amen. 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 Hey, Spencer, I found it. The first thing, not having babies, that link there, I don't know why it's not highlighted. That's the link. Hey, friends, look, understand this. Please get this. The battle is between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Listen. Seed. Now, I don't know what you guys know, but when you plant a seed, it grows a plant. It grows into something. You with me? So if the battle is between the seed of the serpent, in other words, the devil has kids. Sorry. And the seed of the woman has kids. Father, I'm sorry, the mother of Jesus, seed of the serpent, seed of the woman, the seed of the serpent wants to destroy the seeds of the woman. That's what's going on. That's why there's such an assault on our children. Do you see it at the top there, Spencer? It says not having babies. It's the first thing, and then there's a link there. Right? Not having babies. Jordan Peterson, click on that thing. Doesn't matter. Boy, I was getting a real good traction there. I don't know why that. What the heck's with me? That's not. Now wait a minute, Spencer. I'm gonna try this one and send this to you. Somebody talk to me a minute. Hang on, I'm trying to get something done here. For some reason, my daggone computer. Oh well, I'm gonna send it to Jared. Don't you see if this isn't? I don't know. Maybe it isn't. Seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. That's why the devil is after our children. That's why they're grooming our children with homosexuality and deviancy and all that stuff. And you know what's happening? Boy, if we could just get this thing in there. I'm looking for. Oh, geez. It was a segment with Jordan Peterson yesterday. With Megan, you're not gonna find it. I don't know what happens. I don't know. Okay, here's what I want you to do, Spencer. Play that segment right there from Schindler's List. We have to get this kind of urgency. This is one of the most powerful. I'm 72 years old. And over my life, I've accumulated, what's the scripture say? We've accumulated, all of us, so many material blessings. And the older we get, we look back over our shoulder and we realize, I could have done so much more. Anybody feeling that way now? And I'm thinking about how long this battle over transgenderism and homosex. When I taught school, I graduated from college in 1975, and I taught school till 1989. Friends, this crap wasn't in our schools. It wasn't in our schools as recently as 1989. It was later than that. I taught 1999 is when I walked away from teaching and coaching. This wasn't in our schools. And here I sit. Oscar Schindler. This should be the heart of every one of us. Go ahead.
Piece of curse. I want that cloth distributed to the workers. 2.5 meters each. Also, each person is to get a bottle of vodka. They won't drink it. They know its value. Likewise, those Egyptian cigarettes we organized.
It'll be done, everything you ask.
We've written a letter trying to explain things in case you were captured. Every worker has signed it.
Idea. If I just...
There will be generations because of what you did.
I didn't do enough.
You did so much.
This car. Good, what about this car? Why did I keep the car? 10 people right there. 10 people. 10 more people. This pin. 2 people. This is gold. 2 more people. You would have given me 2 for at least 1. You would have given me 1. 1 more. 1 more person. Stand. For this, I could have become one more person, and I didn't. I didn't.
You know, at the at the bottom of our own heart really is a lot of selfishness, isn't it? Really is a lot of selfishness. So I was impacted last night listening to David and some of the stuff that he presented and realized how vulnerable, how we're permitting the most vulnerable in our society to be groomed and pulled into sexual deviancy, pulled into training young children up to be promiscuous. And then when they are promiscuous, then they get pregnant, and then they commit murder. Because somewhere along the line, somebody told us that murder was okay, because it's not a human being. It's not a real baby. And these ideas and these thoughts, folks, are perpetuated by our media, by our government, by our educational system. And we seem to be so helpless to do anything about it. Why is that? Why are we so helpless? Public schools that you fund and that I fund are teaching deviancy to our children. See, somewhere along the line, David Arthur was corrupted. Somewhere along the line, your children were corrupted. Your children. Maybe by you, maybe not by you, but somewhere along the line. And you put them into youth groups with unsaved children, and they became friends with unsaved children. The next thing you know, they're listening to their peers more than they're listening to their parents. You put them into a youth group where they tell Bible stories about the Noah's Ark and Jonah and the whale, and send them into a public education system where they're told God's not allowed to be mentioned. And so the conflict that comes in the minds of these little children, mommy and daddy say this, but the school says this. Do I believe mommy and daddy, or do I believe the school? And is it okay for me to compartmentalize my faith? I can talk about Jesus in church. I can talk about Jesus in my house. And I can say he's the King and he's the Lord of the Lords, but he's not allowed to be spoken of in school. And mommy and daddy would never send me to a place that would be bad for me. You understand the deception? Yet we seem so helpless to do anything about it. Focus on the family. Family Research Council. Christian Civic League of Maine. I could run down a litany of them who are not fighting. They're not all in on the battle, folks. They're not all in. They're not all in. And if we watch the left, what does the left do? The left infiltrates, digs in, and doesn't give up. And we swim by and we say a prayer every now and then. We'll pray for it and continue to watch our neighbor's children be indoctrinated. And we wake up and we have a culture that's saltless. Greater love has no man than this, than he would lay down his life for his friends. Are you doing that? Am I doing that? Really? Am I afraid of conflict? Am I afraid what people are going to say about me? Am I afraid the homosexuals are going to come and storm up my driveway? Am I afraid they're going to firebomb my house? Yeah, probably. So I'll just sit back here and I'll just hunker down with my tent, my 11, let the world go to hell. Not knowing that my 11 grandbabies I'm talking about are going to live with all those other people out there. Come on in, Lauren.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so this one, number one, the issue that I struggle with, and I appreciate you bringing this stuff up, is that you think that you're, the kids that your kids are in youth group with you, first of all, youth group is the biggest lying deception, that you actually think you're sending your kid someplace safe. You might as well send them to the bar, because at least you know what you got at the bar. When you're at, when you send your kids to youth group, they're all playing church. So you don't know really what's going on. And a lot of them are just deceived into thinking they're quote unquote good people, and they're Christians. And that's where, why a lot of kids with my experience are being, you know, sexually assaulted. That's how they're getting pregnant. They're going away to camp. You think all this great stuff's going on, and then they're being indoctrinated because the church is a reflection of the culture. And then there's no parents around, because it's not a child first or your son or daughter first parenting style anymore, because we were told that you can't do that because you'll raise a narcissistic child. Well, look at all these soft kids, this soft parenting. And when look at all the parent first parenting, when you go on a date with your wife or your husband, that's child first parenting, because you're showing them how to have a relationship with your spouse, with their parents. And when the dad comes in and says, hey, you know what? And even if he doesn't agree with his wife, you know, says, you're not talking to your mother like that. That is your mother.
Amen.
You know, and it just.
And Lauren, in the meantime, JR is trying to elbow his way in with the natural family. And they're telling us, no, can't celebrate the natural family. Because if you celebrate the natural family, well, you're leaving out those who are in gay families. You're leaving out all these other. Well, folks, I don't have any gay married people. When they celebrate Gay Pride Month, they're leaving me out. I'm being left out.
100%. So you use it back at them. Just go, you don't include us.
That's right.
You know, they're not.
They're the biggest.
And now, because of the administration that we've had and the lies that they've interwoven throughout the bills, right? You can't agree to disagree, because people get butt hurt because you called them a name. If you've ever played a sport, you had the nice teams that you played that were challenging, and then you had the ones that you knew were Angel Reese. And she was going to plow you down, and she didn't care. So, you know, that's why you have a coaching staff. That's why you have your friends who are watching you, whether you're a point guard or not. You know, whether you're the center or the, you know, the cornerback or the cornerback, you know, or you're the tight end, it doesn't matter, or the kicker. You're all important on the team, but you got to act like one.
But you can't be on Team Jesus in the public school. You can't be on Team Jesus.
Yeah, well, and the other thing, too, is these kids don't understand what contact sports are. You know, I mean, seriously, you're playing a game on a controller watching a screen, and you think that's a sport? Well, you're not. Whether or not you like the person next to you or not, when I was playing 16-inch softball, whether I liked the chick to my left or to my right, we were playing on a team. You showed up, you put out, and you did your job.
Christianity, you know, is a contact sport, Lauren. Let me move
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
I found what I was looking for. I think, folks, this is critical for us to understand. See, I've been a little bit discombobulated because I had a video I wanted to show. I couldn't find it. I was making a point about children not having children. And I finally found the clip. I think this is it. Megyn Kelly and Jordan Peterson talking about young people not having children. Hey, think who our role models are. Taylor Swift, she have a children? Miley Cyrus, she might have, I don't know, does she have children? They're certainly not promoting her as a loving mother home with her children. Go ahead and play this real quickly.
Tremendously high rate of virginity now in Japan. I think it's something like 30% of Japanese young people, 30 and under, have never had any sexual encounter whatsoever. The relationship scene is fragmenting in those countries. The birth rate has absolutely plummeted. We have no idea what the connection is between that and the very straightforward and simple sexual gratification that's available online. We also have no idea how it is that young people's sexual preferences are trained as a consequence of their exposure to online pornography. Is it cataclysmic? Probably. There's a...
Okay, that's not the clip. Folks, our birth rates in America are plummeting. Michelle had children. I don't want to get this wrong. She had a 24. I think Michelle had children, maybe 25. I don't know. Do you remember people used to have kids when they're 17 and 18? I mean, my parents' generation, they got married younger because they weren't sleeping around. They wanted to get married and have sex and reproduce. And we're not doing it anymore. In fact, we're not even training our children that children are a blessing. Jeff Klein, come on in. I'm all over the place today. I'm sorry.
Coach, you know, like it's mentioned, I couldn't take it last night. That lady, it's typical example. The lady mentions, well, we get to do after school ministry right. to the kids.
We take the crumbs.
And I'm telling you, when we did FCAs in the schools, we'd have 50 and as many as 125. I guarantee you these after school programs, because they have the satanic clubs and everything else in there after school.
That's right. That's right.
That little group going in there to share some Jesus with them kids, probably six kids, eight kids. So I look at it, and that's why I kind of outbursted last night on. I wasn't ripping that lady, but we just, they throw us a bone and say, well, you can do this after school.
That's right. That's right. And we're happy, right? So see, they can teach homosex in school.
Yeah.
If you want to teach about Jesus, you got to take them off campus.
So you got six or eight kids in that little after school program. What about the other 1,500 kids that have been indoctrinated all day long? You aren't reaching them. You know, we had a group here about 3 years ago that are doing that after school stuff. They got a hold of me and they said, hey, would you like to help us in that after school? And I'm thinking, well, maybe that might be, maybe I'll try it. So I got talking to them. You know what they wanted me to do? Then me and a couple other people, they wanted us to go, because they're going to do each elementary school, Mount Vernon, middle schools. They wanted us to go to Kenyon College, Wigan Street School, because that's where the enemy is. That's all they wanted. They didn't want me in the other schools where we could really teach these kids and fire them up. They wanted us to go down because they were scared to death to go on Kenyon College campus where Mount Vernon has a middle school. That's why.
Amen. Amen. James Thomas, go on in, James.
Yeah, there's nothing new under the sun. There's a question that the psalmist brought out. If the foundations be shaken, what shall the righteous do? That's a question.
Yep. Well, the foundations are shaken, are they not, James? Huh? The foundations, and who's supposed to do something about it? The righteous are supposed to. If the foundations be destroyed, Psalm 11:3, what can the righteous do? It's not throwing up our hands and saying, well, what can we do? What can we do? No. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? We can rebuild. We can rebuild. We can tear down. We can rebuild. They are teaching homosex as normal in your public school, which you pay for, I pay for. They are taking my tax dollars and teaching children doctrines of demons. And the answer is what? Let's pull them out of the public schools, which we should. Can somebody, I said last night, those aren't public schools, folks. Quit using those terms. They're government schools. The schools don't teach the values of the public. They teach the values of the government. The government tells us what to teach our children. They're not public schools. They're government schools paid by the public. So what's our answer? Oh, well, we'll start a Christian school, and then a parent can pay taxes and $5,000 to send their kid to get educated. How long are we going to put up with this? You mean to tell me there's not some strong, powerful religious organization that can come up with the idea that the tax dollars follow the student? If I put my child in Christian education, my tax dollars follow the kid to the school I choose. And until we come to the realization that government indoctrination centers are destroying us. Anybody out there other than me? I went to Otterbein College in 1971. I graduated in 1975. That's a long time ago. I understand. That's 50 years ago. I'd never heard of a homosexual, never seen one 50 years ago. Now, I'm sure they were out there. It was in the closet. And I remember we called them theater weirds because Otterbein had a good theater program and it drew the homos. And we knew that they were homos, but we'd never seen one. We'd never heard. You didn't call them that. To the point where today they are honored. They have a parade and Jim Harrison is doing everything that he can just to get America to recognize natural family, and we come up against a freaking stone wall because the church doesn't want to offend him. I'm sorry. I'm just venting this morning. Go ahead, Mel.
Thanks,
Somebody Coach. Say amen, because we're nailing it, right? Can you believe
amen.
It? We're begging for Christ to be in our public schools. Please, Mr.
Amen.
Please. Oh, tax dollars. Here's my tax dollars. Oh, please let us do LifeWise and take them off campus, please. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Go ahead, Mel.
Regarding the Natural Family Month, I mean, I think two of the best arguments are the declining birth rate, because you can't argue with that statistic. And then the other one is equal representation. You know, we just want our seat at the table. So
okay.
I think yeah. those are two really good ones. I mean, if you go into the moral argument, it becomes, you know, an opinion. Yeah. But, you know, the declining birth rate and equal representation are two really strong arguments.
We just want our place at the table, right? And who are the bigots, JR? Who are the bigots? Those who won't let us teach our faith to the children. They're the bigots. They're the bigots. We want to celebrate our lifestyle. No. We have to celebrate their lifestyle. I have to celebrate gay pride. I have to. What do you mean? Yeah, I have to. By the way, they're losing that battle. Did you know that? A lot of those companies are now pulling back. They're not supporting that anymore. Vinny, come on in.
You got it, Coach. Hey, yeah, no, I love the thumbnail from Monday, because gay pride month has been broken. Yes, it has. Now, I want to mention again, I mentioned 1 Corinthians 6:9 yesterday, and I forgot the other part of 1 Corinthians 6:9. Because of what we've allowed them to do to our youngsters, Coach, they will not have youngsters of their own because of the grooming, because of the sterilization.
That's right.
All that crap.
Vinny, I wish I could find, I'm sorry, I wish I could find that video from Jordan Peterson. Did you guys know what's happening to birth rate? See if you can find that, Spencer. Google that real quick, American birth rates, and understand what's going on, because the devil is after the seed. The birth rate in 2024, the U.S. birth rate was 11.12 per 1,000 people, a slight decline from 2023. Oh, just a slight decline? The U.S. birth rate has been steadily declining for several years, with a particularly sharp drop in recent years. Really? Birth rates have decreased for young women 15 to 19 and increased for older women. Can you believe that some women are waiting until they're 30 years old before they have a baby? The low birth rate is contributing to a shrinking working age population, raising concerns about economic implications. U.S. birth rate is below the global average and well below the rate needed to maintain population through births alone. In order for us to maintain our population, every woman has to have 2.1. Now, we can't have 0.1. You get 2.1 rates. Various factors are cited, including the rising cost of living, economic uncertainty, women's increased participation in the workforce, and education. My wife's got an education. My wife is a public school teacher. My wife is so fulfilled now by being a grandma. All the degrees, all that other stuff, all the cars and the houses and vacations pale. She gets up every morning and thinks about her grandbabies. Are we teaching that? Are we teaching that to our children? Click on here. U.S. fertility rates dropped to historic low. CDC's right over there on the right, Spencer. I'll get you in here, George. Get you in here. Up there. Nope. Okay, well, U.S. fertility rates dropped to another historic low. Scroll down a little bit. 2023 birth rates declined for women ages 20 to 39. Look at that. We're unchanged for 10 to 14. Huh? Birth rates for teenagers age 15 to 19 are down 3%. That's good, I guess. Birth rate for women ages 20 to 24 reached a record low. Record low. Wow. Preterm birth rate. Look at the role models. Even those who have children don't advertise it. Miley Cyrus, as I said earlier. Come on in, George.
Yeah, Elon Musk has been on the warpath on this too. He's had some interviews and that kind of thing talking about the depopulation from the low birth rates and that kind of thing. But I think the thing that really triggered him was his whole story about them killing his son, and not from a physical standpoint, but the self-mutilation that they did chemically to him. Just sent him to a whole nother realm. But, you know, the other thing we have to think at too is that the whole thing with the COVID vaccine is that, you know, there might be kids out there that are younger and, you know, even adults, but due to them taking the vaccine, it shot their whole fertility system for the male and female.
Seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. The devil is after the seed.
Yeah, yeah. And and they wonder why we're going to have such a population, you know, globally. It's not just here, but it's everywhere, you know. And, you know, that's another aspect that we have to look at, too. And how do we correct that out of so many people that have been, you know, self-castrated, you know, by doing that?
Amen, amen. Self-castrated. Amen. Dave Allison.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. It's interesting when we stop and think. We had a chance to fellowship with David Arthur while we were in Ohio and listening to what's going on in Maine. And it's odd that the only unalienable right that the government recognizes right now for a parent is that they can kill their baby. That's the only unalienable right a parent has in the United States after they're born. And they become part of the governmental system, like we've seen the vaccination schedule. A lot of schools, as we know, the child, they try to deny them the right to even go to school unless they've bent the knee to big pharma and been injected.
It's
really strange. And David explained, and I saw that in the news out in the East Coast. Some of the states, once they get your child into school and they start indoctrinating them, if you don't embrace it at home, they'll just take the child away. And one family tried to get away. They fled to Texas with their family, but Texas allowed them to be extradited back because of the state's laws. And that's how insane it's gotten. Public schools are really, that's the seed of the serpent, man.
So, Dave, one of the points that Dave and Arthur made last night, Jack, if you're out there, maybe you can pop in here as well. There are no parental rights in the state of Maine. No parental rights. If you move to Maine and your 12-year-old daughter wants to have sex reassignment surgery, you have no say in it. No parental rights. Right? No parental rights.
Can I jump in there real quick? I don't know where the hand thing is on my phone, but so you don't even have to move to Maine to lose the rights to your child. All somebody has to do is either your child run away to Maine or somebody take your child to Maine. And once they're in Maine, you have no more rights to your child. You cannot go collect your child. Your child is, if they cross that border alone, then they are a ward of the state. If they cross that border with an adult, any adult, then they are a ward of, they are, that adult is their caregiver. And you cannot go collect your child. And when a court, in say in Ohio, issues a subpoena or a warrant for one, the return of the child, and two, the adult who took that child across the border, Maine courts will not honor them. They call them hostile litigation. That's what they're labeled as. And they will not honor out-of-state court orders or subpoenas or warrants. Not if it interferes with their gender-affirming care.
Is that unbelievable, folks? Is that unbelievable? By the way, folks, are you looking at me? I'm a wordsmith. Change the words, change the world. And I heard David say last night, and again, this is one of the things that I felt kind of went over everybody's head. Gender-affirming care. And I said, well, gee, playing football would be gender-affirming, wouldn't it? Teaching a boy to be a boy? Knocking guys down, helping them up, teaching them sportsmanship? Isn't that gender-affirming care? But see, folks, that ain't what they're talking about.
Boom.
If they called it transsexual care, would people be as willing to support it? No, gender-affirming care. Sounds good, doesn't it? It ain't gender-affirming. It isn't gender-affirming. It's gender manipulating care. Come on in, Rochelle, quickly.
Hey, good morning, team. You've hit on a lot of topics today, Coach. No, I just wanted to hit on two and kind of do the do not resuscitate orders during COVID. There was so many things going on. Did you know, if you go back, if you just Google this, you'll find all types of articles that came out in 2020 and 2021 about decisions for these do not resuscitate orders during COVID. And it emphasizes the dangers of COVID and that it spread and that it's the term they coined was reduce the risk of medically futile CPR to patients, families, and healthcare workers. So this, especially when CPR, they say it's unlikely for it to work. They say it's not going to work. You're taking our resources, et cetera. So they had all these reasons why hospitals themselves instituted mechanisms in place where if you came in with COVID, you were supposed to be told that a do not resuscitate order was placed on you.
Mm.
And it said no code blue will be called on any COVID-19 patients. Mm. And I've got an article that outlines some of these things that these hospitals put in place. And it's sick. It's just, if you wanted to die, that's where you went. Anyway, it's really sad. My heart goes out to the Shahara family and everybody who went through this type of stuff. And then the other thing you hit on is education. And I just Googled, so you all can do this too. I just Googled the cost to educate a child K-12 in the USA. The average cost to educate a K-12 student in the US is around $18,614. So almost $20,000 that they take of taxpayer money to educate a student, and they can't, there are some graduating students who cannot read. They know what gender they are, but they can't read, they can't do math, they cannot contribute to society at all.
So, Rochelle, that's because we don't understand the agenda of the National Education Association. They don't want smart, clear-thinking students.
Exactly. What's going on with fluoride in our water? They attack us from every level. They watch us get stupid so they can manipulate us. And then anybody who wants to speak the truth and show them the facts, they get killed. They get shut down. Maybe you don't get physically killed, but you get taken off the, you can't even get donations anymore. Some places can't even take donations. Right. You lose your bank account, you lose your family, you lose your job, you lose your license.
Amen. Rochelle, I got to cut you off here, folks. So again, Coach Dave, why won't the churches stand up for their people? Why won't the churches recognize that their children are being indoctrinated? The parents are being overtaxed. The parents are being stressed. Why won't the churches stand up and demand religious liberty in their schools? Why do some religions get to be taught? What, atheism gets to be taught? Secular humanism gets to be taught? Why can't Christianity be taught? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the church doesn't care. Got a good football team. They got a good choir. Got a great band. We don't understand it, man. We don't understand it. Sorry, I was all over the place today. See you tomorrow.